Thank you and good afternoon. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department are investigating a shooting incident that claimed the life of an adult male on Saturday night and sent a second man to the hospital with a gunshot wound. Police responded to an area near F and Watson Streets on a report of shots fired and found the victim, who had suffered a gunshot wound. Despite life-saving efforts on scene and at the hospital, the man later died as a result of those injuries. Police have not released any details as to the identity, age, or place of residence of the victim. The second man was interviewed by officers after he took himself to the hospital for treatment of a gunshot wound. Captain Steve Watson with EPD says the two shootings are related, and the second victim, who remains unidentified, is a resident of Eureka and is expected to survive. Eureka police served a search warrant at an apartment near the shooting scene, and two vehicles were also towed for evidence processing. Captain Watson said that no arrests have been made, but that investigators are making progress. The Eureka homicide, combined with a second homicide in Arcata on Sunday night, bring the total number of homicides in the county this year to 13. In 2014, there were 16 homicides in Humboldt County. In Arcata, Arcata police are investigating a suspected homicide that claimed the life of a 52-year-old man on Sunday night. Arcata police were dispatched to an apartment at the Courtyard Circle Apartments off Gentoli Road at 6:30 on a report that a man had suffered a stab wound. When officers reached the scene, they found the victim had suffered several stab wounds and was severely injured. Arcata officers immediately began life-saving efforts, but the man later succumbed to his injuries after being taken to Mad River Hospital. The identity of the victim is being withheld. No other details surrounding the incident have been released. The investigation is ongoing. Detectives with the Oregon State Police and Josephine County, Oregon Major Crimes Task Force are investigating the murder of a Crescent City man who was found by a passerby near a boat launch facility in southern Oregon on Friday evening. The body of 43-year-old Roger Huntington was found inside his Chevy Blazer near the Lake Selmac boat ramp southwest of Grants Pass. By Sunday, detectives had arrested two men from Texas, Carol B.J. Ballard and Blake Sibley. Both men were booked into Josephine County Jail on suspicion of robbery and homicide. A third suspect, identified as 23-year-old Texas resident Marshall McKenna, remains at large, and he is wanted in connection with Huntington's murder. McKenna, a white male adult with blonde hair and green eyes and a slim build, is considered armed and dangerous, and it's suspected that he has fled the state. McKenna's last known address was for a residence in Ponder, Texas. Arcata Fire responded to a report of a fire at a commercial building near the campus of Mad River Hospital in the early morning hours on Sunday. The fire, which was caused by a malfunctioning printer in the IT offices of an office building, was quickly extinguished, but the fire destroyed the office and caused heat and smoke damage in adjoining office spaces. There were no injuries reported, and the scene was secure in 30 minutes. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University Geology Professor Emeritus and go-to local earthquake specialist Lori Dengler, along with Amaya Miller, a special assistant to the mayor of Rikuzen Takata, a prefecture in Japan, have authored a bilingual book called The Extraordinary Voyage of Kamome, A Tsunami Boat Comes Home. The Kamome, a small fiberglass boat, was part of the large debris field that was formed following the devastating earthquake and tsunami in Japan in March of 2011. The Kamome drifted across the Pacific and 2 years later washed up on a beach near Crescent City. Professor Dengler and others responded to the scene, and they were able to determine the boat had a name that could be traced back to its owners in Japan. Local officials made contact with Japanese officials, and the Kamome was soon headed back home. The bilingual children's book tells the story of the Kamome's journey, and it's a story of hope and survival that everyone responds to, said Dengler. The boat was one of 60 objects that were returned to Japan following the tsunami. HSU will host an official release party on November 5th in Crescent City. Residents in Hoopa and the surrounding areas were left without power for about 8 hours on Sunday night following a power outage that began at 3:30 in the afternoon. More than 2,000 PG&E customers were left in the dark due to a damaged power pole. PG&E crews were on scene by 4 to assess the damage, and a repair crew was dispatched. Power was restored to customers incrementally until full service was restored to all customers by midnight. And that's the news on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.